What's up, everybody? Eric Kaiser, Spiritual Awakening Podcast. And I most feel like Jesus and the disciples are coming. Having people catch on to my content now that are, it's feeling nice because I see that we can make a change. And again, this is just my personal experience. It's my personal game. Just like you're Jesus and everybody else is Jesus and everybody else is in their own little world. Because, you know, we all seen different things like growing up and we all have a different program. And I know that we are all learning that together. So honestly, though, what are we all learning now as a team, as everything I've been through? It's what I said the whole time, right? It's just me. And God and the help from so many messengers, the books for me, it's been the key. Still is the key for me. I see everything pretty clear. I don't think I can see it any clearer than I already do. And if I do get even more, I don't think there's any, I think this is it, right? When you really just see it all for a game, even a vaccine, like you see it for everything. And you don't hold any judgments against anybody. I don't hold any judgments against the government, against the vaccine. I know it's all God's work. And sometimes God, the energy, has to step up to assist, right? Now, in this game, in this program that we all gave ourselves and the information we have at hand, there's scientific proof of timelines, and you know, this is just a program. This is what we're giving ourselves to understand this, and to understand that, you know, the first time I saw the Georgia Guidestones at 500 million population, things were like 7 billion, 500 million, yeah, that's a little friggin' wacky. But I think once you understand what ascension is, and when you've seen the scientific evidence that they've already admitted that, hey, there's like two planets of Earth. Like, what the hell is going on here? There's a split. Well, some of us are making the split on the right side, and some aren't. It's like in the reality where I just saw at the gym a guy wearing a shirt about getting a shot. You should get yours. No, dude. I'm good. I believe in God. I believe in myself. I believe my belief pattern is unbreakable. Can't get sick. I can't die. I can't. What's the point of fearing that? But I want to mention this guy again, Brian Scott. You know, his book is really, 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 really freaking good. Like, really freaking good. It's just a really amazing story for you to get more hope if you're still at that stage of your life where you need the hope, right? I'm out of all that stuff. I just totally detached from any ideas of anything, and it seems like my life is going exactly the way it's supposed to, which is a beautiful thing. But if you do buy his book, at the end when you rate it, can you just drop my name in there? I'm trying to, like, you know, slowly just say, hi, Brian. I've been following you since you were at 20,000 people. And when I first heard this guy, I knew he was going to be somebody to listen to. Another just great teacher. And that's all these things are. They're just our teachers. They're just keeping us grounded and keeping us focused on what's important. That this game isn't about anything but you being able to ascend yourself into a reality that serves you. You got to do it every which way, shape, or form. And I believe that we all have to go through the same exact process. Right? Everybody's Eric Kaiser. Everybody went through a separation. Everybody decided not to go to the government. Everybody just put their faith in the Lord. At least I hope you did. Because if you did, I know that you're on the same path that I am. You can't have faith in the in the system. You have to have faith in God. And I think we're all learning that together from my story. I'm glad I kept track of this. I really am. You know, because I hear stories like Brian Scott and how he went through a home invasion in his reality. And as he was going through it, he's getting shot at and bullets are bouncing off of him. And he gets it. Just like I got it. I knew there was a version of reality that when I laid down that night, I shot myself in the head. I knew there was. Because I knew when I woke up the next day, I was in a different world. Things were just different. And I had that feeling. And you can't explain that to anybody in this reality. Because they'll just, you know, that's the name of the game. You're slowly creating again, and you're slowly shifting all your creations. Your parents, your friends. That's the reason why when you begin your process, all of a sudden on Facebook, all your friends know the same shit. And they're all focused on the same shit. They're all sharing the same crazy content that you are. And you have to see through it and go, oh, I see the pendulum. I'm stuck on a pendulum. Then you have to look at even spirituality as a pendulum. And you have to get the perfect balance in all of it. It's all about your vibration at the end of the day. And your happiness. And, you know, again, what's making you happy? What's making me happy is just hanging out with my crew, my kids. Right? Again, I've had them now for a few weeks, I guess, straight. Mama Dukes has her own stuff going on. So hopefully everything works out with that. But I have a Zoom meeting at 11 to talk to a podcast director. So I have to go download Zoom. Is that 10:10? No, 10:30. So I have to go download Zoom so I won't keep y'all long. You know, understand that everything in the books that talk about how you get to your next level of life is, it's true. You know, and all the things with the vaccines and stuff, like I talked about on a live that, you know, a lot of people work in the movie industry and they make a lot of money. They're forcing that entire industry to get shots. Well, it's kind of an ego-run industry, right? And those people getting those shots are... I'm not saying that everybody's going to die, right? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they're not going to be in my reality anymore. Because when you look at strangers as noise, you get it, right? Just like a lot of people who we meet as associates and things like that, or you might just have a run-in with somebody in public and... Yeah, maybe you'll see them again. Sometimes you don't because they're just noise. So a lot of people getting these shots that, you know, yeah, they won't be in my reality because I'm trying to save the world and save the animals and save the bees and save the trees, even though I realize that I don't have to save any of it. It's all going to happen just the way it's supposed to because God's got it. Right? But you have to be a part of that. You have to want to be a part of that. You have to put away the I don't want to do this part of your life. Right? But you also have to understand that when you start your process, that person that you were with the gun in your hand that shot yourself in the head was perfect. That person was perfect. You just didn't see it as that person was perfect. And the person was perfect in every way besides for the thoughts the person had and the behaviors the person had. And they're the things that we have to change because when we change those things, then we get aligned with the planet and the energy. It's just that simple. You know, I jumped on it on different pendulums because I needed to do that for me to transcend and get to where I needed to be as a human being. I needed to jump on them pendulums. I needed to join the fight, right? I needed to hear that Pleiadian message that said, hey, we are here to break codes. And I understood that for some ass reason. I was like, all right. And as I started taking in information, I started to decipher all this stuff in my mind. And I actually started to do that when I first got with Legendary and did digital marketing. I was looking at digital marketing and just understood it. I was like, holy shit, this whole entire thing just feeds itself. Like this whole entire business. It's like a huge family that knows shit that nobody else knows. Like its own organism, digital marketing. And I mean, there's a lot of things once you look at it and you see everything as a circle, right? You see the design and everything, but it's just, I don't even know where the hell I was going with that. I'll be honest with you. I just saw a really pretty cardinal and it just stole my attention. Bounced out in the yard with another bird. I guess that's a good thing when things like a podcast, that bird's more important. I guess that's a good thing. You know, I live very present now. I pay attention to the flowers and the grass, and I just see everything as life and energy. And when the trees move, you know they're waving at you because you get it. And they know that you get it. So, y'all, thank you again for following. And I feel like I'm about to open up the can of whoop ass. I feel like I'm about to get out there and get my voice heard as the damn speaker I am. Because I know who I am. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I knew that 3 years ago. The next day when I woke up, because I had already seen it. I've just been enjoying this process. Because it has been such an amazing ride. Because even in the other life, it was adrenaline that was keeping me going my whole life, right? It was keeping me entertained. Whether it was a negative experience or not, it was an amazing experience. And then to switch into the positive and to go through all the craziness, it was an adventure and it was still an amazing experience. And that's the reason why people don't need to fear any of it. Just go after it and have fun with it. You know, you're not going to end up on a street unless you believe in your head that you can do that. But homelessness is just a thought and it's a trick. And it's put there, right, to make you fear things. But there's nothing to fear. You never go homeless. Somebody always help you out. That's when the stranger just plucks you off the street, right? But in my reality, we've seen how that worked. I was plucking perfect mirrors of the old me off the street and learning, right? But I still had to love those people and hold no judgment. And have enough self-love for myself when it came down to it to say, all right, you got to go. And we all have to do that. But I think my dog wants some water. I got to go to take this podcast call. And then I guess I'll actually be doing a really edited, full-blown podcast. And I guess it's time to start being the teacher. Because this one was just to show everybody, look, somebody kept track from the beginning. Are you keeping track? I love y'all. Peace.